that they've never seen before. Why? Because when we're in those eggshells, thinking we're ordinary men and women in the street, we're not just shutting out consciousness. Consciousness is energy, and it carries a very powerful vibrational magnetism when we let those higher levels in. Now, when we're in this eggshell state, we're like a tiny, tiny little magnet that pulls a couple of iron filings off an inch. And that manifests with a life experience of, my life's ever so boring. Nothing ever happens to me. You know, I get up in the morning and go to work, and then I come back, and then I watch the telly, and we have fish on Thursday. Sometimes that's quite exciting, but nothing ever happens to me. It's ever so boring. Why? Not because that person is stupid or has no potential. He's the big eye, for goodness sake. Because that person is shutting out that high-powered energy which he could bring in, impregnate with his unique state of being, and put out there. Because there's a tiny little amount of vibration coming off him, very little comes the other way. My life's ever so boring. Doesn't see synchronicity, doesn't see coordination in life, doesn't seem to be going anywhere. More life's ever, and all that stuff. Now, when people start to wake up, and more people are doing this, the reason they start to see synchronicity is this. As the eggshell cracks, we're now allowing these high-powered vibrational energies into our space. We impregnate it with our consciousness, our state of being, and then that goes out. Now we're not a tiny little electromagnet with no energy. We are a massive magnet which pulls towards it everything it needs to achieve the intent. We are creating our own destiny by opening up to the magnitude of who we are. It's a wonderful time. So when people wake up, they start to see synchronicity because they're pulling it towards it. People say, you have to seek enlightenment. No! We are enlightened. We don't have to seek enlightenment. Enlightenment is just outside of our little eggshell saying, let me in for God's sake. We are enlightened. What we do, is we put the barriers up between ourselves and enlightenment and disconnect from it. Get them down, let the eggshell go. I am me, I am free. We become enlightened. It's our natural state. We've been manipulated out of it. So, this is the time in the cycle when we are breaking the eggshell. And there is more and more evidence that this vibrational frequency of the planet is changing. There are changes in the sun. And starting way back, it seems, talking to scientist friends of mine, actually in the heart of the spiral of the galaxy, there is a different vibration, a different beat of the drum coming out, which is starting to affect us all. This is why all that's remained hidden is now being lifted. This is the cycle that is coming to fruition around 2012 that is bringing all that's remained hidden to the surface. This is the cycle that's acting like a spiritual alarm clock to wake us up. And this is why the Illuminati are so desperate in this period to get these structures of microchip control and political control and military control in place, because they know they've got an awakening population to deal with very shortly. In fact, it's happening already. And what research has shown at places like the HeartMath Institute is that we connect into the Earth's vibrational field through the heart vortex, not through the head. And it comes into the heart vortex, it goes to the brain, and then out to every cell of the body. And so we start in every cell, when we open this thing and connect with the Earth and connect with the Earth's vibrational change, we start every cell of our body vibrating to the new rhythm, the new vibration of change, enlightenment, understanding, love, and freedom. This is why some people are syncing with this now and changing their lives, and others are still not syncing with it. They're just not on the vibe at the moment, but they can be anytime they choose. And so if we shut off our hearts, shut this heart chakra, we're actually shutting ourselves off from this changing rhythm which is going to transform and is transforming life on earth from a prison to the paradise it is going to become as we manifest our multidimensional divine enlightenment in this physical world. That's the only thing that we need to do to remove the prison and introduce the paradise that's coming. The energy field of the earth is changing. Its vibration is getting quicker, and there's more and more supporting evidence that what people have been saying for years is happening, is happening. In 1899, something was discovered called Schumann cavity resonance, the base resonant frequency of the planet. Between 1899 and around 1986, when I started to wake up, consciously wake up, it was pretty much a stable 7 cycles a second. From 1986, which is when a lot of people started to wake up, this Schumann cavity resonance, the base resonant frequency of the planet, has started to get faster and faster and faster. And it's gone through 9, some say it's gone through 10 by 1998, and it's heading, some say, to 13 by 2012, probably much faster than that. At the same time, the magnetics of the planet, and it's a natural cycle, nothing to panic about, is also falling. And someone explained something to me, which I think has a lot of truth in it. About 2,000 years ago, the present cycle of the Earth's magnetic field reached its peak. It was at its most dense and most powerful. And in energy terms, when it's in that state, it's like trying to walk through treacle. And have you noticed, as more and more people are, I certainly have, that what you put out is coming back quicker? Anybody notice that? Right. There's a reason for this, and I think this is close to the truth, if not, there's more to know. There's always more to know. When your thoughts are being projected and your thought forms are going out, the manifestation of who you are, in a very dense magnetic situation, those thoughts take a long time in that dense situation, like treacle, vibrational treacle, to manifest themselves. The more the Earth's magnetic field thins out as it comes to this part of the cycle, the more the treacle thins out, and therefore the quicker the thoughts, because they're operating in a much smoother and less dense energy environment, the thoughts can manifest quicker and quicker from the time they are created to the time they manifest their creation. And I think as this cycle moves on towards 2012, the speed with which what we put out is going to come back is going to stagger us. And of course, that's a wonderful way to evolve very quickly, because you realize that we do really manifest the consequences of our actions. So the idea is, because the Illuminati have known this cycle is coming for a long time, the idea is to get all these situations in place, because they need to try to suppress as much as possible this awakening, which is going to destroy the very base of their control, which is thousands and millions and billions of infinity expressions acting like a herd of flipping sheep. And someone showed me this. I don't know whether this will work. They told me something about cycles and how they start slow and tend to end very quickly. And I don't know whether I'll be able to do this. We'll have a see. This sums up what's happening. When a cycle starts, it's slow, and then the end becomes very fast. And we're now at a cycle which the Mayans talked about, and many of the ancient peoples and others talked about, where everything's getting faster. More and more things are being invented. We're changing quicker. We're understanding more quicker. We're waking up quicker. Everything's getting fast, fast, fast. And this is having an effect on our relationship to time. I don't know about you, but things tend to be happening quicker. I mean, did Christmas happen or what? I can't remember. Everything's happening faster. And our relationship to what we call time, which is another illusion, appears to be getting quicker.